how does someone decide that they want to fight fires and then fight fires in essence for free? How did you make that decision to become a volunteer firefighter?
Actually, the way I got into it, they came up here and put in 911 signs one day. The fire chief from the department came up, and he says, "What are you doing?" Not much. I just got out of 30 years of Boy Scouts. And he says, "Well, I got something you could do." And that's how I started. I just showed up one day and didn't really think about fighting fires. It's just more or less giving back, you know, doing something for the community. I like to volunteer on stuff.
Walk me through how one becomes a volunteer firefighter. What is the process that you have to do? Do you have to do testing? How do you go about that?
Each department's different, what they require to get to actually be a full-fledged firefighter. Some departments will take any living, breathing person, and some department, and then they filter them out from there. Get you into the station, get you looking around, because each person brings something different to a volunteer fire department. They could be a mechanic, they could be an electrician, they could be somebody that knows building construction, they could be just somebody that really likes to work hard and give something. So maybe it's not all about fighting fires, maybe it's about maybe you're in the medical field, maybe you know something like that. So it depends. All departments are looking for somebody that fits within their. And usually the average firefighter volunteer lasts about 4.5 years. We've got people on our departments lasted 42 years. But that's not the normal person.
So you're really looking at, I'm picturing somebody who just likes to, you could be a volunteer firefighter and just keep the trucks up to date and do the mechanical stuff like that, because obviously you guys aren't working with the budgets that a lot of the professional departments are.
The budget, you mentioned budget thing, it comes up for the rural fire departments in Iowa. The code was set back in 1972 of how much the volunteer firefighters, fire departments can get at a maximum. It's a little outdated. So we're working with, my department works with about $31,000 a year. I sat down and done calculations the other day just seeing what a volunteer firefighter is worth. And he saves the people of the township. It's unbelievable. It'd be like for our department, if you've done everything per standards, our department would need about $633,000 a year to run, and we run on $31,000. Now, we also go out, and these guys also run like pancake breakfasts, golf outings, things like this, and we raise half again as much through this. We are very well supported by our community. It's unbelievable the amount of people we get to show up at a pancake breakfast. We're looking at 1,000, 1,200 people, and it's something that we do every year, and we enjoy doing it.
How far does Jackson Township Fire Association cover? Obviously, for people who may not be familiar, Jackson Township is just west of Keokuk. What is your coverage area here?
We cover basically river to river, and from Airport Road or 340th Street is the name of it. We cover 28 square miles. We cover about 1,800 people, and I don't remember right off the top of my head, but I've got it somewhere, probably around 630 households. And every type of building that you can think of, we have some commercial, we have some little bit real light industrial, but not much. A residential school. We have several different. We are automatic mutual aid for the airport, some things like that.
I think something people would find the most interesting is, walk me through the process. A call comes in. There is a commercial building on fire after hours. We'll say 6 o'clock at night. Commercial building is on fire. Walk me through what happens then. Once the call goes into 911, and then where do we go from there?
Well, the volunteer fire departments are all set paged out in Lee County by pager system. They all come out from LECOM. Our pagers will go off. Generally, the officers will respond to LECOM that somebody's en route you know, at least we have people going. If it's confirmed fire with flames showing or something, generally we'll call for mutual aid from our mutual aid departments. We have mutual aid agreements with 11 fire departments in Lee County, plus a handshake agreement out of Clark County and Hancock County with Hamilton Fire. So, you know, we've got resources, plenty of them. But after hours fire for volunteers is a little bit better than daytime fire. Daytime fires, you find yourself short. Maybe you only got 5-6 guys show up. And so, and then all the other departments are the same situation as you. They got 5 or 6 guys that's available during the day. So, you know, we start scraping to get manpower.
Do you first... Oh, and that's what we can edit out, so not a big... Do you first go to the station? Your pager goes off here, and you're available to go. Because obviously, as you mentioned, some people could be working. They can't get away. If you're available to go, do you go to the fire station first, or do you go directly to the scene? What's that process?
Generally, we try to get an officer to go by the scene. And a lot of times, we're driving right by the scene headed to the station. But we always want the guys to respond to our station. All of our turnout gear, all of our equipment's at the station. The ideal thing is for the guys to respond to the station, get the equipment rolling, and let us know how many people we got coming so we know what kind of mutual aid we're going to need.
And that's the thing. If you have a good turnout, I mean, how many people are on your are volunteers here in Jackson Township?
We have a roster of up to 24 people. We could go to 36, but we don't have the gear for 36 people. 24, we have 18 on the roster right now, so we're short some volunteers.
And at that point, say you get a call and you end up getting about 16 people that are sent, like, hey, we can go. That's going to be a much better scenario here. Maybe you don't need the mutual aid if you can get a pretty good contingent heading there yourself.
It all depends on where your water supply is at. If your water supply is close, the 16 people can handle the fire. But if it's far away, you're going to need extra equipment from other departments to haul water. Very few of ours are within hydrant distance, so it creates, you know, a need for people there. Right off the bat, we need more people to run our fire scene than a city department because they have hydrants, so we're going to need extra people to run tankers. So it takes extra people right there. So what the city can do with, you know, 5 guys and hydrants, we need 10 guys because we're going to run tankers and things like that and so establish our water supply, set tanks, and do all that stuff.
How do you train to decide once you're on the scene who does what and where? Do you work with maybe Keokuk or Fort Madison? Do you go to maybe a state training? How does the training work?
We get training through the state. A lot of it is through the Volunteer Firefighter Funds, which is, you know, funded from through a process of taxation through the budgetary things, the way at the state level. They put some money into a firefighter training fund, and we get our local training here. We have a training tower in Fort Madison for Lee County. We send our guys to fire school. We also take advantage of, like, the Quincy Fire School and different. We got guys going all over everywhere to pick up training. Plus, we do in-house training. We bring instructors in, and we do in-house training.
You mentioned a number earlier, and it really caught me off guard, and I think it may catch a lot of people, even Lee County residents. How many fire departments are there in Lee County? I mean, we're talking a population of 35, 40,000 people. How many departments are there?
There's 11 departments that we consider part of Lee County. One of them actually happens to be in Van Buren County. It's the Farmington Fire Department, but they cover part of our county. Mm-hmm. There's 2 paid departments. All the rest of them are volunteer departments.
How will you guys work together? I mean, if and you mentioned the mutual aid and such, are you guys in constant contact with the other, especially the rural fire chiefs, the volunteer fire chiefs? Are you guys pretty much in constant contact with them?
We train together. And we meet through the Lee County Firefighters Association, Lee County Fire Chiefs Association, and the our two, we have actually three real close mutual aid that we use, and that'd be Des Moines Township, Montrose Fire, and Keokuk Fire. So we work with them. We train with Keokuk. We train with Montrose. Just like Thursday night, we had a driver's training with the Iowa Highway Patrol. We brought in Des Moines Township, and we brought in Montrose guys, and we all sat down in the same classroom and learned the same thing at the same time.
What's the biggest need for volunteer fire departments like yourself? Is it manpower? Is it money? Is it, I mean, what are the biggest needs?
What we really need is money is always good, of course. You can find yourself in a situation where you can throw money at it and fix it. A lot of cases for volunteers to get the people that you want. That's the biggest thing. I think probably we need as a department right now is help with recruiting and retention. Like I said before, you're only going to hold a firefighter for 4 years. The Southeast Iowa Community College has a firefighter training curriculum, and we've had a lot of guys go through that. They stick with us, and then we've had several firefighters hired out of our department into paid departments. My son's an example of one, and they come and they, you know, get their degrees, get, you know, the training. And we usually pick them up when they're 18 years old, so we set on them until they're about 22, and we lose them. So, and then, you know, we also find out that guys come on, you know, gung-ho, and then they find out, well, it's taking too much of my time. So they slowly dwindle off, and so we're sitting there with turnout gear that's not being used. And it costs a bunch of money to outfit a guy.
For yourself, what is that moment when someone says you've had such a career as a volunteer firefighter? What's that moment that will always stand out in your mind of your time with the association?
I've got two or three like that. And one of them is right before Christmas, we did an ice rescue and pulled a guy out of the backwaters of the Des Moines River. I had to send, it was like 3 or 4 days before Christmas, had to send five firefighters to the hospital for hypothermia. You know, it's one of these situations where no matter what you try, you get cold, you get wet. And making that phone call to the wives and girlfriends, that's the tough call. And I was on the fire department when Keokuk lost their three firefighters. And that was a tough call. So those are the ones that will stick with me. The other night we had a fire, and I sent my best friend to the hospital for heat exhaustion, smoke inhalation. We'd been out fighting fires all day. We had medical calls. And those are the kind that's the toughest. They stick with you. They're not the good memories, but they're the ones that is always in the back of your mind when you're making decisions on the fire scene. And as a fire chief, that's something you learn, and you get it by hard knocks. You can get all the schooling you want and everything else, but when that time comes, that's a tough one.
Would you change anything that you've done in the past? Would you change any of it all and say, you know what, maybe I don't want to be a volunteer firefighter?
Well, you know what? That's why I'm still on the department. I thought I could do that, and I stepped down as fire chief saying, okay, you know, maybe I'm done. But then, you know, we have some unfinished projects. We have this and that. And I still get excited when the tones go off on the pager. And it gives me something to do, gets me out of the house. And my wife told me, she says, I don't know how you're going to quit it. And, you know, there's plenty of nights when you walk away from the supper table or you don't make supper. Or, you know, my kids are grown now, but there's a lot of school activities you miss and birthday parties and stuff like that. But it's the look on the people's face when you come and when you help. Because we never see people at their best. We always see them at their worst. And I ran into a couple of people the other day. I was out at one of the local restaurants and waiting in line there, and he And they walked up behind me and say, "Chief, how you doing?" And I turned around and looked, and these people are the people that had a house fire. We had two house fires that day at the same time. And this is one of the people that had the house fire. They lost their house. Not, you know, it didn't burn completely down, but it doesn't take a lot of fire damage to lose a house. But in this case, there was substantial damage. And I turned around, there they stood, and they said, "We want to thank you for what you've done." And that's another one of those moments where you swallow hard, and it makes a difference.
If people hear this, want to join, want to, they're local to, how, who do they contact? How do they go about that in whatever area they're in?
There's a couple of websites that they can get on. Most of the fire departments have a website, but also you can get in touch with your local fire chief. If you don't know who it is, start asking around. The Lee County Dispatch could tell you who they are, but get in touch with your local fire chief or even a local firefighter. You know, they can point you in the right direction, tell you what nights that department meets and what nights they, you know. We meet about every Thursday night now. By our bylaws and stuff, we should meet twice a month. But by what the state requires and what running a fire department requires, we're meeting every Thursday night now, trying to get training and trying to get trucks and everything. We do a lot of our own truck checks and maintenance, and by law they have to be done on a regular basis, and you have to document all that stuff. So that's, you know, takes a, we can take a person that has whatever their interest is and apply it to the fire department somewhere. Maybe they don't want to tow the hose, maybe they don't want to fight a fire, but they can hold a little kid's hand when they're out on a fire scene. This gets pretty emotional. And, you know, there's things that they can do. They can bring water out to the firefighters. They can help with truck maintenance. So anybody, anywhere in your community can help a volunteer firefighter.